Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Do we really believe that what was on him is on us? Do we really believe that? Most people don't. Most people don't. Should we believe it? Does the Bible say it plainly? Why was Christ, why did he become accursed? Why did he hang on the cross? To redeem us so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, might come on us through Jesus Christ, through the Lord, the Messiah.
Thank you, Lord.
We need to get our mind renewed. Right? See, there's been hundreds of years of singing unbelieving junk in church. Here I wander like a beggar through the heat and the cold. If I could just get a little log cabin somewhere in the corner of Glory Land. Does this sound like wandering like a beggar?
No.
Abram is rich. You understand rich now, don't you? He's Bill Gates rich. I'm not exaggerating. He is rich. So he ain't wandering like a beggar. He's got everything money can buy and then some. Kings deal with him personally. Kings do not come and sit down and have powwows with you and make covenants with you when you live by the branch with nothing. He is a man. Did God make his name great?
Yes.
He did. I mean, he was like a prince. Rulers came to see him. That's not familiar to you. Go back and read it sometime. You'll see it. Rulers came. Kings came. Asked for his help. Sat down with him. Wanted to make a covenant with him. Why? They could see something is on this man.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, does it pay to hang around people that are walking in the blessing?
Yes.
That's what happened to Lot. The Lord didn't say this to Lot. He didn't say this to Lot, but Lot is with Abram. And so Abram was like a daddy to Lot. And he told him, he said, you know, Lot, I think this is a good cow deal over here. You might want to buy you a few. Now let you stop right here. Are we still supposed to do things in this natural world? Making investments, making purchases and buying and selling. Yes, we are. There's a lot of people confused today and they say, well, I sowed my seed, and they just lay on the couch and make confessions. Well, no, God, make your confessions. Yes, sow your seed, but how is this going to happen? God's not going to rain currency out of the sky. He's going to lead you. He's going to direct you, and you're going to have a witness in your spirit by this. Everybody's selling, but don't you sell. You hold on to it. Right? Now you sell. You do this. Take advantage of this. Get in on this. Right? Both spiritually and naturally. There'll be spiritual kingdom things, and this is even more important than your natural investments. Did you hear me now? And there'll be projects and there'll be kingdom things and church things and ministry things, missionary things, and it'll witness in you and you go, yeah, I got to get in on this. I got to sow some seed on this.
Yes.
And then there'll be times in this natural world and something will come up. It'll be for sale or you'll have an opportunity to get in on it and you'll have a witness. Get in on this. Get in on this.
Amen.
That's when you'll see the blessing as to how that thing turns out. And you'll make more money seemingly accidentally than some people do on purpose. Now, most of us have barely touched any of this because our minds have been, what's the word? Poisoned, corrupted through centuries of unbelief across our pulpits. And the body of Christ, you know, there are people get mad at us for preaching this. Much less believe it themselves. Well, we can't decide for everybody else. But as for me and my house, we're going to believe that something's on us. The blessing is on us. And everything we put our hand to prospers. Right? We're redeemed from the curse. We're redeemed from failure and loss and problems. Right? But we're blessed in our basket and we're blessed in our store and the increase of our cows and our sheep. And God has commanded the blessing on us in our storehouses. Now, friend, we got to meditate on this and we got to talk like this today and tomorrow and next week and next month until our mind gets renewed. Don't assume you're there now. You hear this message tonight and say, praise God, amen. But if you're not watchful, you'll go back home and just slip right back into the same old rut of thinking. You got to talk this. You got to think it. You got to talk it and think it and talk it and think it until it's as natural for you to believe this as it is for the other folk to believe in poverty. And you wouldn't talk poverty over yourself any more than you'd cuss. Because to you, it is against the word of God. Now, go back to the 12th chapter again. That's not all of it. The blessing of Abraham is ours. That blessing protected him. That blessing gave him favor with his neighbors. That blessing made him very rich. That blessing enabled him to bless others and help others. And that is how it winds up. I will bless you. I'll make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. Now, this is what keeps you qualified. I know in Phyllis's and my life, you know, we're not nearly where I desire to be and believe we should be financially and materially. But we are sure in better shape than we were 10 years ago and 20 years ago. And I know, and Phyllis and I know, when some things begin to turn in our life, some things happen inside first. They don't happen out here in your pocketbook, in your accounts. They happen in here. And then when they happen in here, things will start happening out here. And I could tell. I've shared with you, I've talked to you about it before, and I went before the Lord and cried out to him, and he had mercy on me, began to teach me. And what I saw, as far as the practical, the way it works out, one of the biggest changes that I saw in us is that we begin to get free from our own selfishness. And not just think about our stuff and what we're believing for and what we're needing, but begin to get your eyes up and look around and, Lord, who can you use me to help? Amen. And oh, friend, things begin to come from the left and the right. And the more they did, the freer we got and the more liberal we'd get. And we'd just turn it loose and let it go thinking, hey, there's a lot more where this came from. And sure enough, it came in, more came in and more came in. The liberal soul shall be made fat. That's talking about financially fat. The what kind of soul?
Liberal.
The liberal, generous. Liberal, you got to be a giver by heart. In the middle of this last week, there was a young man came over to my parents' house. And I was gone for a morning doing some business and handling my dad's business at the bank and some other things. And I came back and all the grounds around the house were mowed and cut. And this young man, just a young guy, he's a relative. Hadn't seen him that much. God's been gone and just a young guy. And he came up and I thanked him. I said, man, thank you for doing that. He said, least I could do. And he said, I didn't have money to sow. He said, but that's sowing, ain't it? I said, yes, that is sowing. That is sowing. See, so many times people are thinking, well, you know, I don't have $100. Who said you had to have $100? You've got to have a heart to give and to sow. And if you got a heart to sow and will just ask God for some seed, you're already on your way. There was a lady in the church, pastor friend of mine told me this because she had heard us teach on some of these things years ago. And she said, well, I am a widow lady and I'm on a fixed income. Of course, she learned not to say that after that. Because if you're really living by faith, you are not on a fixed income. You can have anything you can believe for. But that was her mentality. And I don't have anything. She said, but I want to sow. When she heard that, it stirred her up inside. And she thought, I want to sow. I want to sow. So she went home. She said, Lord, I want to sow so bad. I want to sow to the people in the church. And I just don't have anything. He said, no, you do. You got more than you think. See, people so many times will despise a seed. Because to them, it's too small. It's worth nothing. They despise it. And it's the key to their miracle. It's the key to coming out. As she sat in her chair thinking about, well, what does that mean? What does that mean? She began to look around and she realized she had all these magazines. And they all had coupons in them. And this one was worth a dime and this one was worth 8 cents and this one was worth 20 cents and this one was worth a dollar. And she said, I got time.
Yeah.
So she took all her papers and all her magazines and others that her friends had and she clipped coupons. She'd sit there for hours and she made file folders for each of the families in the church. And she clipped coupons all day. And then on the weekend, she'd bring them and hand them to the mother. Say, hey, when you go to the grocery store, hey, you know, take this. This will save you $3. This will save you $5. This will save you $20. If you want to sow, you will. You'll look for it. You'll believe for it. God will give seed to the sower. And you'll do it. And you'll come up.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Blessing of Abraham, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004-I. That's R-1004-I. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.